What's up, Paper Cup? Welcome back to the podcast. If you've been a subscriber or have been following for a long time, then you'll know that in 2019, I lost my drive to create content. I wasn't so proud of the content I was creating, and in some ways, I felt like a slave to my subscribers, to be honest, because I only felt like I got views and likes only when the video was about certain mainstream topics and had certain people in it. And even though I wasn't in the mood to make content like that, I lost sight of myself. I lost sight of my goals, and I kept comparing myself to other content creators who were doing so much better than I was. I had to battle a very real depressive attack where I felt like I had no purpose when I got out of bed, and I was never happy with my work day as I went to sleep. You're here because you might be experiencing burnout in some way, shape, or form. It might be severe burnout, it might be mild burnout. Whatever the case, you're welcome here. Let me share with you a few things I've learned about burnout. Now, before we get to actually dealing with it, we gotta diagnose the problem. We gotta make sure that we know what we're dealing with here. Not to hop on the bandwagon, but you know how there are a lot of people who self-diagnose their mental health as if they've got anxiety disorder or depression when clinical depression, when it's really not. It's a depressive episode, which, you should go consult an expert on that. I'm not an expert, but we don't want to self-diagnose here when, let's just make sure we know the key signs of burnout is what I'm saying. These will include forgetfulness, difficulty concentrating, diminished pride in your work, losing sight of yourself and your goals, difficulty maintaining relationships and being present with loved ones, frustration and irritability with coworkers, and possibly unexplained muscle tension, pain, fatigue, and insomnia. I'm getting these key signs of burnout from an article on healthline.com on burnout. Burnout can have a far-reaching impact. Often, it can negatively affect work performance. It can keep you from enjoying hobbies or time with family, or keep you from relaxing outside of work. And it can increase risk for health concerns, including cardiovascular disease, type 2 diabetes, depression, and suicide. If you feel like you are bending so much that you have broken, then you might be experiencing burnout. Now let's talk about the mindset towards burnout. The first thing I think you should do is understand that your emotions are valid. We live in an increasingly fast-paced world where a lot of the self-help advice you get out there is hustle and grind and work harder than everyone else, be the first one in, be the last one out. You know, those aren't bad things, and they're appropriate in the right situations. And I don't mean to throw any shade at people who are all for working harder, because that's very important in life. That's a great value, diligence. And millennials get a lot of flack for being lazy. But then there are also times when we really just get tired. If you know that you've been truly giving your best effort and you're not just being lazy, then you have the permission also to acknowledge that you're tired. It's difficult. You're only human, and that's a valid feeling. Social media likes to highlight extraordinary success, like buying a huge house or earning a fat stack at 25 or getting a million subscribers in a few months. Good for them, really. But also, social media likes to leave out the normalcies of life. Those who are living and working at an ordinary pace, not necessarily aiming low, but being content with what they have. And, you know, it sounds like I'm jealous, but, you know, maybe for a while I was, because I compared myself with others. But the point is, content creators curate their content. What you see on social media, you know, virtual reality is not reality. They show you all the clout, but not necessarily the hard times that they might be going through. And it's not a bad thing. It's simply because they're human. We all are. And misunderstanding that fact can lead to an unfair separation between yourself and others. Don't compare your stories to others' highlights. Now, your mindset. Simply put, respect yourself. Respect your body and the limitations of your energies. respect your mental and emotional health, respect that you need sleep, exercise, good food, and time with loved ones in order to function properly. And most importantly, respect your value. If you constantly put yourself in a position of burnout, especially in order to please others, then I have to say, you're worth more than you give yourself credit for. Let's talk about dealing with burnout. Now, where does burnout come from? Usually, it's those with the tendency to please people who take on too much. They can be afraid to let others down, and so they keep saying yes with little regard for their personal space and their mental health. Other times, you may just have so much work assigned to you, and if you're absolutely sure that you're not wasting more than 1 hour on social media and mindless content, and you can confidently say that compared to before, compared to what you see with your colleagues, that the work has been eating too much into your valuable time for sleep, for health, for family, and it looks like it will stay this way for more than a month, there. That's when I think it would be valid to ask your supervisor for help, maybe to reassign a project or add a member to your team. If the situation is similar but you're self-employed, then I recommend one of two things. One, maybe there's room to accept that being extra tired is part of being self-employed. You're trying to build a system, a machine that will generate sustainable income, and you're building it from scratch. That's no joke. And it does come with the process. It comes with choosing to be self-employed, much of the time. Keep your eyes set on the light at the end of the tunnel and make sure you're progressing toward a sustainable system. Now, if what I just said was not of any help, then my second recommendation is to take a step back and to reevaluate what's really important. Now, I don't mean to take a step back as in listen to this podcast, think about it for a minute, and then maybe scribble something in your journal or in your notes app, and maybe say like one prayer and then get back to life. No, I mean, take a step back as in take a minimum of 3 days off without work. You're gonna have to plan for this, but you know, as much as possible, take a minimum of 3 days without work and without screens. Don't spend those 3 days idly drowning yourself in social media where you stop thinking about reality and escape in an endless pool of content created by other people. Well, wag kang magkikay-drama lang, you know, or just watch Netflix or YouTube the whole time you're there. But you spend those 3 days away from work, away from your laptop, and please, 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 away from your phone. If it's safe, get away from your usual place. If it's safe, try traveling to a place with a lot of nature. I swear, changing your environment is one of the best ways to get your brain to think in new ways. Now that you're in a place with some space for yourself, actually get out a pen and notebook and list down the things that are important to you. We're not going to talk about what to actually do today, but I'm sure you get the gist of what's healthy to write about. But then even, you know, free writing your thoughts with no structure, with no rules, that can be a big help. Let's move on. Another way to deal with burnout is to talk to people you trust. Now is the time to ask if you can do a call with someone you trust. Video calls are way less inconvenient nowadays than actually going out, and especially if a trusted friend hears that it's not about work, or it's because you need help. So, you know, the pandemic has changed things. It's changed relationships. It's changed social life. I woke up a few weeks ago crying because I was dreaming of all the people from church that I would see and have little conversations with every Sunday before. And I miss them. I never thought that they'd have such a big impact on my life. But I believe that life is about relationships. People are important. Talking to others and processing thoughts and emotions with them in this age of sending memes on chat and talking on Discord only for games. Talking to others and processing thoughts and emotions with others is an essential good now more than ever. And if you don't know where to start, I recommend an honest, how are you? Let's talk about recovering from burnout. Let's talk about moving on. Let's say you've redefined what's most important, set priorities, you've actually rearranged your schedule, and you've written these things down in a notebook or a document that you can read when things get tough. You know, maybe even putting it on a wallpaper on your phone or your laptop, a reminder that you should make more space for what's more important in your life. What do you do next? You set limits on the time that you give to others. That can help you manage stress while recovering from burnout. Accepting too many commitments can really make you overwhelmed. And we've seen that, you know, the first time that you got burned out, and you kind of want to prevent that from happening again. For sure, life is, history does repeat itself. Life comes in waves. There's hills and valleys. And there are real times, depending on your industry, there's seasonality, diba? Sometimes there are times of the year where there's just so many projects, and then times of the year where it's a little more relaxing, a little more chill. But let's set limits on the time that we give to others, especially when it's not 100% required. Before you agree to help someone, or before you accept an invitation, especially old normal, diba? Puro gimmick. Tayong mga Pinoy, we like to go out even if it's a weeknight, and there's nothing wrong with that. I actually love doing that. But I remember in college, friends would go out on weeknights even if there was an exam tomorrow, and they'd stay up until, you know, midnight, past midnight, with their friends, not studying, but, you know, they'd be like, oh, I have an exam pa tomorrow, you know, and it would be cool, because you're hanging out with friends more than you're focusing on your school. That's the exact problem that we want to avoid. So before we agree to help others or accept an invitation or even just to go out, there's this therapist from Los Angeles. Her name is Barry Suskind. I think that's how you spell her name. Suskind, if you're interested. I'll just say Suskind. I'm sorry. She recommends the following. Number one is to push the pause button. So don't say yes or no right away. In fact, let your default answer be no, or your default answer be, let me think about it. It's okay to think about the decisions you make. Sometimes it feels so nakaka-pressure when people ask you things, and then you feel like you have to answer right away something positive. It's okay to think about your answer. So number one is to push the pause button. Number two is to take a moment to walk through everything that will be required of you if you agree. And so if you're gonna help, help someone with their project, diba, what will that require of you? That will require you either going there, if it were old normal, or getting on a call, doing the research, you know, setting apart time, telling the people that you live with maybe that, hey, I'm gonna have to block off this 2 hours to help this person. You know what I mean? Like, there's all of these little hidden costs that we don't realize, and there's nothing wrong, again, but it's better to really just take stock of everything that you have to do, all the energy and the time that will be required of you if you say yes to different things. And then third, ask yourself if you really have the time and energy. So once you've evaluated the time that it takes and the energy that's required from you, you ask yourself if it's worth it, if you really have that time or energy. A lot of the time we make decisions, we just say, oh, sige, pwede, game. But then we don't evaluate that it takes this much time and energy. And so we take on more than we can. And that's what causes burnout. Number four is to consider whether doing it really offers value to you. This is not about making relationships transactional. This is about what's important in your life. Does it spark joy? You know what I mean? Is it something that's of value to you? Is it important to you? Because, you know, sometimes decisions we make, people we hang out with, or gimmicks we go out to, or dinners or whatever, they're not going to offer whatever financial value to us. But are they of value to you? There you go. 1 to 4. Number one, push the pause button. Number two, walk through everything that will be required of you. Number three, ask yourself if you really have the time and energy. And number four, consider whether it offers real value to you. Part of boundary setting involves learning to say no. And that might be another podcast, how to actually say no. But one of the things I've learned is the but technique. Yeah. When you say but, you kind of want to put the positive statement after the but. So instead of saying, oh, I would love to do that, but then I can't. Instead of that, you say, oh, I can't right now, but I'd love to do it next time. You know what I mean? There's a different impact when you put the but after the negative statement. Or you put the positive statement after the but. Anyway, Suskind says, you're not lazy, you're not selfish, you're not mean for declining a request for your precious time. Being selective about accepting commitments is key to taking care of your mental health, honoring the truly important commitments, and proactively preventing burnout. Now, I'm putting aside my notes to really just tell you the story of what happened after I experienced burnout in 2019. You know, some of us know, you might know right now that I'm trying to rebuild my momentum on social media and creating content because of the long break that I took in 2019. It's going fine. I'm doing okay. I've gotten other rackets na rin. So, you know, I'm just doing this for fun, but then also hoping that some brands get me. You know, it's going to really help in this pandemic. But then, you know, that's besides the point. It's more of in 2019 when I experienced burnout and I felt like a slave to my subscribers at one point, and I felt like I couldn't take pride in my work anymore. I went to Banaue, the Banaue Rice Terraces, and it was a village in Banaue called Batad Village. So that was, I think, like a 7-hour bus ride, a 1-hour jeep ride, and then like a 30-minute hike. It was pretty awesome, pretty gnarly, that whole trip. And when I was there, you know, stayed with the locals, it was nice. It was 350 pesos per night. No aircon. It was just literally a bed in a room. There's no desk or whatever. But when you wake up, it's the rice terraces right in front of you. Beautiful sunrise. No pollution, you know, you don't smell any fumes in the air. It's just fresh air. And there's no signal, best of all. There was no reception. I couldn't receive any texts, phone calls, and much less, you know, internet. And so that time, really just away from technology, away from the internet, it really showed me the beauty of reality. It detached me from virtual reality. And, you know, that time also was a time where I got to journal. I really, really advocate journaling as a healthy habit, especially in this day and age where, you know, instead of creating, instead of writing, instead of expressing our thoughts, we're usually just on our screens digesting more and more content mindlessly. So, you know, getting to write down my thoughts and getting to express all of that, and getting to pray, getting to read the Bible, getting to read devotionals, and what God wanted to tell me at the time. You know, a nice book about work is called Every Good Endeavor by Timothy Keller. If you're interested, I do recommend that. It talks about the dignity of work, whatever you do. And it was a really refreshing time. There were a few things that I learned, and one of the, I guess two of the most important things. So the first one is that not everyone is an influencer, but everyone is an influence. And that might be another podcast. If, by the way, if there are any points here that you want me to expound on more in another episode, feel free to email me, nate.punzalan@gmail.com. My podcast listeners get an extra, you know, bonus ticket to be able to message me, especially because there's less of you. And then also because I know that you've listened this far, and so the conversation we'll have is gonna be nice. So nate.punzalan@gmail.com. One of the things I learned was that not everyone is an influencer, but everyone is an influence, which is very important to remember, especially you listening right now. You might not be a content creator. You might be, you know, a student, or you might have a job where you don't think you're making as big of an impact as you might have hoped, you're still seen by other people. You can still be an influence, and a positive one, a good one. Yeah. And then the second one that I learned was God really just showed me what I was on this platform for. Why he gave me, a few thousand listening ears, and why I should be grateful, and why I should be, in fact, honored and humbled to have people like you listening to this podcast until the very end. It's really because he has a mission for me, and he has a message for me, and I believe that. I believe that I'm here to encourage people, and I'm here to help them. I'm here to help you. If you're going through burnout right now, again, email me. I'd be happy to talk to you. And he reassured me that it's not about how many people you reach. It's the fact that you're reaching people. That's wonderful to me. You know, it's the fact that you're using up your time and you're using up your energy with a mission to share this message. And, you know, that changed me. It's super cliche. It's medyo baduy na nga. Na parang, I don't care if it's 1,000 or 1 million subscribers. If this inspires you, then I know it'll all be worth it. But it's true. Wow, I don't care if you're 1 million, 1,000, or 1 listening to me say these words at the end of this podcast. All I know is if it impacted you in a positive way, it's worth it. So thank you for listening. I'll be back soon. If you're listening to this during Holy Week in April, I'm really sorry that it's ECQ. There's nothing I could have done about it, but I share your sorrow. But let's also celebrate. There's a lot to celebrate about, especially that it's Easter Sunday. It's honestly a more joyous holiday, supposedly, than Christmas. So there! My voice sounds so sad. I don't know why. I hope you get out of your burnout. I hope you get out of your slump. I wish you all the best. See you next time. And as always, have a great day. As a footnote, much of the information that we talked about today, I just want to be sure I cite my sources. So I got all of this, not all of it, I got a lot of it from an article on burnout found on healthline.com. It was medically reviewed by Deborah Weatherspoon, PhD, RN, CRNA, and written by Crystal Ray Pohl, with references to the therapist in Los Angeles, Barry Suskind, LMFD. That's it. Thanks.